Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Brian Wong on the line, and he's co-founder over at Normans. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Brian, so excited to get into your company today. So we'll be talking about Normans, which is a Toronto-based online men's fashion brand. So excited to get into this. Before we do, though, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Brian, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Brian, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, so for Normans, really our ultimate goal is become the source of inspiration for everyone. At Normans, our three main priority is, number one, obviously we are a clothing or fashion company, so we want to bring the best product possible to our consumers. And number two is that we do have a storytelling component with our brand. The ambassadors that we use are not typical professional models, but rather they are people that we think have inspirational stories to tell, and we want to use this as a platform to really accumulate and archive all these great stories and eventually, like I said, become a source of inspiration for everybody. And last but not least is that we also try to practice sustainability. So with the materials that we use end-of-line materials to try to make good use of things that supposed to go into waste. And also in our packaging, we also try not to use plastic so that we reduce the contribution into plastic waste from fashion. So these are our three main mission. And ultimately, like I said, we want to become a source of inspiration for people out there.
That's awesome. I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs onto the show to share their business, how they're doing, what they're doing, and really what we can all learn from that so we all grow together. So great having you on. I guess just to get us kicked off here, Normans, I mean, what led you to launching a fashion brand? Like, how did all this come about? Were you always an entrepreneur?
No, so actually, funny enough, like both me and my other co-founder or business partner, Kingsley, we were both working in corporate Canada, corporate America, for a little while. And, we have been friends since, elementary school, essentially. And we have always been in touch, even though we might be in, different countries, of the world. And we have always been talking. We knew that we always wanted to kind of do something together. And it basically around the peak of the pandemic, we were like, okay, well, let's look at what kind of resources that we have. So he has experience running a garment or fashion business. And then I obviously have my experience in Canada or like North America working in corporate. So we thought, okay, why don't we kind of combine that and, you know, put together a brand and try to do different things that some of the things that I mentioned during the first minute to see if we can differentiate and make some noise within this market.
Now, you have an e-commerce background, right? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, you can say that, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it because I think it's just interesting to try to launch a new or to launch a clothing brand to kind of meld some of your experience, whether it's online or otherwise, and to get that out into the market. What was your inspiration for the stories component and the ambassador side of things? I think that's really interesting, especially for a clothing brand to go about it the way that you're doing it. Like how'd that come about?
Yeah, so that's how we were thinking about it. That like we said, okay, obviously there are a lot of great brands, established brands out there, whether it's online or in traditional brick and mortar stores, the well-known brands out there. So the question we have as entrepreneurs, because we both have business backgrounds, while we studied business back in school, and we asked ourselves, okay, why do people want to buy our brand, right? Like let's say we have great products, we have great quality, but what would even get people to think of buying, you know, paying for that before they can even know that our products are good or with good quality. And so then we think about, okay, what about the, you know, obviously we need to take pictures, right? Whether it's the flat product picture only or like on body pictures, we need to take those. And essentially, those are the things that represent our brand. initially, you know, to our consumers or people that to our audience, rather. And so we were like, okay, yes, we can obviously, if we have enough budget, we can obviously go the typical route to find, okay, can we find celebrities representing us, and then kind of go the typical path. But then we were like, okay, but what about, maybe people that have inspirational stories? Like, because at the end of the day, what we want is that people, our brand resonate with people, that when they look at our brand, they think of something very quickly, very instantly. Mm-hmm. And then, but then we start thinking more about it. Okay. Yes. Of course we get inspirations. We get inspired, from say celebrities or well-known people. I get inspired by say Jeff Bezos. I get inspired by, you know, maybe Elon Musk, right? Like, so these are business people that are very successful. But at the same time, like if we think about on our daily lives, a lot of times we get inspired by people around us, right? Like people we talk to, people we work with, and they may or may not be celebrities, right? Most of the time they're not, right? They're just like ourselves, like we're all ordinary people. So, okay, so why don't we use this as a chance, as a platform to try to uncover those stories? And in a way, logically speaking, they might be more relatable, right? Like I watch a lot of basketball. I play basketball as well. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can definitely get inspired by the biggest star on earth. I can get inspired by Steph Curry. I can get inspired by LeBron James. But how relatable are they to me, right? Like, I probably not so much, right? Like there are only a few things that maybe are relatable. So we kind of hone in into that point and say, okay, why don't we try this? We don't know if it's going to work. Logically speaking, maybe if we do it right, maybe we can resonate with others. And that may give us a chance to also be unique within this marketplace. So that's kind of how it came about.
Oh, it's a great story. Since launching Norman's, is there any, and this is kind of the entrepreneurial side of this, so you've been, according to what I could see, at least on LinkedIn, I believe you've been doing this for about 2 years or so. Is there any, is that about right timeline-wise? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I would say yes, right? Like, I think, so this is kind of the unique nature. I mean, almost this whole venture is very unique. Like almost every component is very unique. So first of all, me and Kingsley and I, so the last time we saw each other was back in 2019 or 2018, actually, end of 2018, I believe. We launched this brand, in 2021. And the whole time until this moment, he is in, he locates in Macau, China. I locate in Toronto, Canada. Okay.
Wow.
The whole time we run this remotely, right? We went from, okay, now we need to incorporate and then we need to maybe hire people. We need to get designers. We get to, obviously he oversees production over there and then we need to find some. All of these are arranged in a remote context, right? So that's number one. And so yes, but we, and on top of that, like I mentioned, we both keep our daytime or corporate job doing this on the side. Now, obviously, we go through the proper path and we declare that to our employers that we're doing this, but we obviously have to prioritize our corporate job first before we can do this. We are basically sacrificing our downtime to do this. And so because of that, yes, we have been running this whole thing in 2 years. Vast majority of that until this point is about setting things up. Just about incorporating, getting all the right paperwork, understanding the rules, getting designers, getting samples, getting people to try on and then make adjustments. And we really officially launched the brand in Canada late December last year. So really just about a month ago. But yes, it has been quite some time for us to put all this together.
Wow, what a great story. I love it. This is when you think about like brands and how they start and how they get to the next level and you hear these founder stories and people, you know, sometimes get caught up in the success side when it's all, you know, on the other side and they're like, wow, this is amazing, this brand or this product or service, you know, a lot of different things, just came out of nowhere. And it's like, do you know how much work went into that on the back end and for everything to get to where it's at, even to get a product on the shelf or to get it delivered? It's so much work. And so that's why we love entrepreneurs over here at Mission Matters. And that's why our whole platform is dedicated really to telling that story. Anything so on this journey up to this point that you're at, Anything that surprised you, like that you were, as you kind of took step by step and you're like, oh, I wasn't thinking this, like good or otherwise, by the way, any pleasant surprises or otherwise where you're like, oh, I would have probably did this differently if I would have known this in advance. Any thoughts?
Right. Yeah, I think it's for me, for sure, is the shifting gears on a regular basis between being an employee and being, let's just say, like entrepreneur, right? That mindset, it really helped. I like to think of, like, you know, maybe it can be challenging for sure, but if I think about it, it actually helps me kind of both sides, right? So when I am an entrepreneur, obviously my role is to, okay, I need to communicate very clearly, delegate, you know, some of my responsibility to the really the expert, the specialist, right? Like, I'm not a photographer, so I need to kind of leave it up to our photographer to say, okay, this is what looks good and this is what doesn't look quite good, right? I need to leave it to our designer to say, okay, when these colors go together, they are the trend in this upcoming years or whatever. So these are the things that I need to understand, that I need to do a good job in delegating, right? And that's kind of the mindset when it comes to being, you know, with entrepreneur, obviously more than that. And then now when I shift to, okay, now I'm back to, I'm employee for my employer and I'm working in a particular team in a particular section, my scope of things I need to oversee is a lot, obviously less, right? Because as an entrepreneur, I need to oversee legal, marketing, accounting, finance, operation, supply chain, all of that. Now, but back to my job, I oversee this one, but really it, because of that kind of practice that I'm thinking of in a broader sense of entrepreneur, it helps me in my job to really put things into perspective and say, okay, I see a bigger picture now as an employee working in this smaller area. Mm-hmm. And then it really helps me to do a better job communicating on what I need to do or think about what I need to do to get to from point A to point B in my regular job. And then vice versa, by being, because I understand what it feels like being an employee or working for somebody. And so now when I go back to entrepreneur mode and talk to the people that we work with, our staff, I have that perspective and I'm 100% able to relate to them. And I can think about, okay, why would they say that? Or what would they think of that? Or why would they prefer certain things, right? Why do they not want someone to text them at 7 p.m., right? Like what, yeah. You know, like, of course we know why. For me, if I just think of I'm an entrepreneur, that's nothing. Like that's totally fine. But if I think of it from their perspective, that's, you know, that then I would easily understand. So I think that's a pleasant surprise, honestly, because of, when we even just saying it out loud that I do these things, a lot of people, even my parents, would be like, that's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of work. Are you able to handle that? And yes, that is all true. But the part that maybe only people who go through that would know is that if you think of it the right way, it really helps you do a better job in both, on both sides. So I would say, yeah, that's a pleasant surprise.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Brian, I have to say it has been great having you on the show today, and I look forward to watching the current success and future success of Norman's, and to follow the brand and to watch it grow. Like I love the entrepreneurial spirit. I love people getting out there and doing their thing with their product and getting out to market and testing the market and figuring things out and going through that constant refining that it takes to make something, to make some noise. So I wish you all the best. And if somebody is listening to this or watching this, and if they want to follow up and they want to learn more about Norman's and to get involved and to follow the journey, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yes, so they can certainly check us out at normansapparel.com. We soon enough will also be shipping to the U.S. as well. Right now we're Canada only, but very soon we will also open up to the U.S. We have our social media handles. So we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So they're all available in normansapparel.com. That's N-O-R-M-A-N-S, apparel, APPARELS.com. So you have to go check us out. That includes the ambassador stories that we have touched on. Feel free to also watch that and give us any feedback. At this stage, we are more than happy to receive any kind of honest feedback that can only help us, whether it's on a product or on a website, or on our social media engagement. Everything, every bit of honest feedback will really help.
Fantastic. And Brian, we'll put that information in the show notes so that our audience can head right on over and check out the products. And speaking of the audience, if this is the first time that you've connected with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, and really what gets them motivated to go out into the marketplace and to make a difference. Best type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, then we invite you, hit that subscribe button so you can definitely catch all the upcoming shows that we have coming up, because we got a lot more mission-based entrepreneurs coming up as well. Brian, again, thanks again for coming on the show. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Adam.